How did you come here?
I came with a children's transport, which was arranged by the Quakers, the Society of Friends.
And where had you come from?
I'd come from Vienna.
Why had your parents allowed you to come?
Well, they could see no future for me. They were frightened of what would happen to me. And they themselves couldn't get out. And they sent all their children, 3 children.
Did you know what was happening to you?
Well, not clearly. I mean, I thought I would see my parents again. I knew I was going to someone I'd never seen before, but my parents had communicated by letter to the lady, and I knew I was going to a good home, but I didn't know where.
Can you understand how it must have felt for your mother?
Well, I think she must have felt absolutely awful. I mean, she... 3 children, you know, disappearing, and she obviously knew that she'd never see them again. And, well, it must have been dreadful, dreadful for her.
Were you aware, when you were younger and before you left home, of other families being parted in this way?
Yes, yes. You know, there was a general exodus. Most people tried to get the children out, even if they couldn't get themselves out. They tried to get the children going. And I must say, the British government was quite good about that at that time. They did take in a lot of children.
Were you scared that it was going to happen to you when you saw other children having to leave home?
Yes, and in a way, I know I sound selfish, but I was glad that I had the chance of leaving. Because I saw such terrible things, you know. I remember coming home from school and seeing an old man having to scrub the floor, the pavement, and a whole lot of brown shirts, you know, the Nazis, standing around, poking him with the rifles, and everybody laughing and jeering, and I mean, this sort of thing happened, and it was, you know, frightening. It was terrible.
When you had to move schools, were you aware that the kids who were not Jewish were sorry for you, or were they pleased you were being humiliated in this way, do you think? Had they been indoctrinated by the regime?
I don't think that we, you know, had anything more to do with them, really. We were just whisked off and that was it. I don't know what the reaction really was. We had a lot of non-Jewish friends, and I don't really know what the reaction of the children was. I think we had so many worries. I think that was the least of our worry, whether they would play with us. I think most of the time my mother would keep us in anyway by then, you know. But she could be frightened of what they might say.
Were you aware then, I mean, you said you saw this old man scrubbing the pavement. Were you aware of attacks on Jews?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. The thing was that my family didn't really look Jewish, and we didn't have a Jewish name. I was called Marley, and so I wasn't so obviously Jewish, but anybody who faintly looked Jewish was attacked. You could walk down the street and have people attacking you.
Physically?
Jeering, yes, yes. Spitting at you and that kind of thing.
And you remember that very
clearly? Oh, yes, yes.
And these were just ordinary people, not soldiers, not brown shirts.
No. You see, I've always had this feeling, now everybody pretends the ordinary Austrians, the ordinary Viennese weren't Nazis. They were all Nazis. If you scratched one of them, you found a Nazi underneath. I just don't believe. Now they pretend they were good people, but they weren't. There were very few. The few that were ended up in concentration camps like everybody else. If there were some Catholics who were good and helped some Jews or protested, they were whisked off as well. You know, I don't think there were so many who weren't Nazis.
Do you think a lot of them just joined in because they were scared not to?
Well, there must have been some who did that, but some enjoyed it. I mean, if you're, for instance, we had to leave our flat because it was a council flat we lived in, one of those modern flats built in the 30s by the socialist government there. And so we had to leave it as soon as the Nazis came. And somebody moved in. Well, they would be pleased. They wouldn't worry about us.
Yeah.
And we had to leave all our furniture, piano, everything was left. We just had to leave. It wasn't a question of, would you mind going out? You were told you must leave this house by tomorrow or in the middle of the night, whatever, you see?
So you lost everything
that
you owned?
Yes.
And you were used to this happening around you?
Yes. The only reason we had somewhere to go to was my uncle actually owned the whole house where my mother and father and brother went to. So that wasn't taken away till much later.
But they went as well?
Yes, because they were sent to Theresienstadt.
So everything was taken away?
Yes, but after the war, my sister went back, and because he had left a will, and the house, half of that house was left to her. But by the time they'd paid all the lawyers and everybody, she didn't get anything out of it.
And did you manage to rescue any keepsakes from your family, furniture or anything?
No. I have a tablecloth that my mother knitted, a lace one.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't really anything, no.
Nothing left at all, no photographs, nothing.
Well, that was a sad thing also, that we haven't really... I have a photograph of my parents taken at that time, and they look awful, all thin and worn.
Mm-hmm.
Dreadful.
And that's the only one?
Mm-hmm.
Were you aware at that age of the political situation in Germany?
Oh, yes. Yes. We were all frightfully frightened. I mean, it was really traumatic. I saw my father cry, and I'd never seen that before. You know, it was terrible, really.
Do you feel when you look back that when you left them, that they knew that they would never see you all again?
I think they had a jolly good idea that they, it was on the cards that they wouldn't see me. Because, you see, war was declared on the 3rd of September, and I had only just arrived the end of June. It was a very short time, things looked pretty grim.
Mm. Do you feel, looking back, I mean, are you bitter that you lost your family in this way?
Well, of course, I'm very sad about it all. I wish that I could have got my parents out, but it was impossible. They had no money by then, and, my father lost his job, and there was nothing for a Jew to do. You know, it was terrible conditions. We had to leave our house. The family was split up even before I came. Before I came to England, my father, mother, and brother lived with an uncle who had a house, and they had to share there. My sister lived with somebody else in the family. I lived with an aunt. You know, it was all split up already.
So it had begun long before you left?
Oh, yes. Because there had been a pogrom in November of 38, and that was dreadful. I mean, I was still there. My sister was already in England, but I was still there, and it was frightening, I mean, really.
Were you forced as a child to identify yourself as a Jewish
child? Oh, yes, because we had to leave. You see, I went to a good grammar school, a girls' grammar school, and no Jew was allowed to go to a grammar school, you see. So we then had to leave en masse from that school and go to an ordinary, what it was called, Hauptschule. But the thing was that some of our teachers were Jewish too, so they came as well. So we had the same teachers. But you see, I did, for instance, in that school, you did Latin in the first year, English in the third, and then if you stayed long enough, French in the fifth. Well, I'd had 3 years, so I had done 1 year of English and 3 years of Latin. But all this was stopped in this school, you see. You were sort of doing arithmetic and...
much more basic work.
This next section, my mother is talking about her journey across from Europe on the Kinder transport boat.
You never know, you might find someone who's on the same boat and train.
Well, that could well be. I remember on this boat, of course the children were all frightened. We'd never been most of us had never seen the sea before. You know, we were all coming from the middle of Europe. Because I was a little bit older than some of the others, there was supposed to be in each cabin, there were supposed to be 4 children, one older one and one younger one. But in mine, there were 3 young ones and me. And they were all crying and being sick, and it was pretty ghastly. I sort of gave one my container for being sick in, and then wondered what I would do if I were to be sick, but it didn't happen.